We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, What Do You Believe? Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Matthew 8:16. When it was evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to him. He drove out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. I have just read from the New English Translation. Zain grew up in a Christian family and attended a church where she was taught that healings and deliverances no longer occur today. Because of the stronghold of these teachings, Zain found it difficult to believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit or that she could walk in the supernatural power of God. She believed such experiences were no longer for believers in this present age. However, while she was on campus, Zain became seriously ill. One day, her roommate, who was also a believer, prayed for her, and she was instantly and completely healed. Shocked and curious, Zain asked her roommate how she was able to do such a thing. Her roommate then showed her today's Bible verse and explained that Jesus is our perfect example. If we are called to be like Christ, then we should also expect to do the works that he did in helping and liberating people. At that moment, it was as though scales fell from Zain's eyes. She had always believed that God wanted believers to be like Christ, but she had never connected that truth with walking in his power. She realized that if God expects us to be like Jesus, then he also expects us to believe, depend on, and walk in the power he has made available to us. Many believers today are limited, not by God's power, but by what they believe. Wrong beliefs create boundaries where God never placed any. Jesus promised that those who believe in him would do the works he did, and even greater works, John 14:12. The supernatural life is not reserved for a select few. It is part of the inheritance of every believer who dares to believe God's word. Go into today examining what you truly believe about God's power at work in you. As you align your beliefs with Scripture, you will discover that God is willing and able to work through you to bless and restore others. Prayer. Lord Jesus, help me to believe your word above every limiting doctrine and experience. I receive grace to walk in the power you have made available to me, so that my life may bring healing and freedom to others. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Revelation 12-17. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.